Welcome back, everybody, to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with my friend Kiki, who is
Hola.
all about helping you publish your books. And so she's going to be a guest at the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Don't forget Pacific time. And so, Kiki, can you introduce yourself for the people that don't know you yet?
Hello. Well, I thank you, Elaine. I'm super excited. I am Kiki, the publishing coach with a holistic approach. I have been in publishing for about 30 years, and I have now taken all of that knowledge to help self-published authors find their path. And so it has been a fun journey, and I get to learn everybody's modes of experience, like their zone of genius. And that's why I love working with people on their books.
So you are going to be on our marketing activities panel because one of the things that I've learned is that you can use a book to market your business. Can you talk a little bit more about should every business publish a book? Like, what's your rule of thumb?
Oh, that's a good question because I truly believe that everybody does have a story to tell, and that story can, it's going to resonate with at least one person out there and change that person's life. I don't see anybody not having that story. All of us entrepreneurs have that moment where we decided we're stopping the bullshit and we're going to do it the right way because we know. And so I feel like, you know what? I'm going to say yes. I may go back and change that opinion later, but I'm going with yes. I think everybody does need a book. It doesn't need to be some grand scale 200-page novel. But if you can do maybe like a little ebook, a little booklet that has some really the golden gems, really, that help people in your area of expertise, then that's just one more way to reach people.
So I know, because I've published multiple books, that there are multiple publishing options. And can you kind of talk a little bit about what the difference is between them and how do you decide which route to go?
That is a tough deciding is hard, but I think once you know the path, then that becomes a lot easier. So there's obviously traditional publishing, which is Simon and Schuster, Penguin Putnam. It used to, I think when I started 20, 30 years ago, there was the big six. Now it's down to the big five, almost big four, because they keep eating each other up. The great thing about traditional publishing, they pay for everything. Not a penny will come out of your pocket. Hopefully, they'll pay you in advance. The rule of thumb on that advance is you have to earn it out before you earn any more money. So that's one thing that people are like, oh, I'm going to get a $10,000 advance and I'm going to earn all this money. You have to earn out that $10,000 first, and then you start earning royalties from that. Great thing about traditional publishing, again, they know their way around the system. So they've got the vetted editors, cover designers, interior layout people, the marketing team ready to push your book out. One bad thing about traditional publishing, you'll still do your own marketing. They'll do a little bit for you, but it's going to be up to you. The other bad thing about traditional publishing, getting in. One of the reasons I left was because the rose-colored glasses came off after I saw the nepotism and just the shadiness behind. You have to know it's all a lot of who you know and what platform as an author you've already built. And so a lot of authors, you know, or entrepreneurs have their own platform as a business, but not necessarily as a writer. And so traditional publishing is not going to look at them as much. So then you can go down to a smaller press, which still has the traditional publishing vibe, but without usually the advance, much smaller budget. Much smaller. How do you say this? Who knows if they're going to be in business next year, right? Because publishing is, it's. When I started one of my first interviews, I was asked, "Are you here to make a lot of money?" And I said, "Well, I want to make a living." And they said, "Well, good, because you're not ever going to get rich doing this."
What a trick question.
Right? I thought, well, at least I stuck around, but
Yeah, yeah.
but so then from there, then there's that very gray area of hybrid and subsidy publishers. This is where a lot of new authors fall because they fall for the gimmicks and the tricks,
Oh.
right? So we're a one-stop shop. We've got a package you can purchase. Veer away from those. Veer away from those packages. Unless the only thing is to just check that off your bucket list to publish a book and be like, okay, yay, I published a book. I'm on to jumping out of a plane. If you don't really care about the quality of your book, go ahead with one of those subsidy or the hybrid publishers. They have package templates. They push you down a production line. You'll pay, but you don't own your rights. You don't own those files. You don't own your distribution rights. You may own, sometimes you'll own your ISBN, which is the identifying number for the book. And when you don't own that, you don't have that access to the metadata, which all the bookstores and the librarians and all they want that to look at to get their book, your book into their place. So if you're going to go hybrid, there are a few legitimate hybrid publishers out there where you will pay them to do all the work. You'll publish under their publishing imprint or their publishing company name. And then it's usually a license. You're there for 5 or maybe 7 years. And if they still don't do a lot of marketing for you. So I'm on the fence about hybrid publishers because why spend that same amount of money to do all of those things when you could be self-published or independently published? And then you own everything. You own all the rights, you own all the foreign and translation rights, which is something that a lot of self-published authors forget about. But then you also own all that control of where am I going to distribute? How am I going to do my Amazon promotions? Am I going to do Amazon promotions? Do I want to be in libraries? There's so many different ways to publish the book through not just KDP and Amazon and independently that keeps you in a lot of control. And I think that's why I veered that way is traditional publishing is nearly impossible to break into. You got to get an agent first. If you're lucky enough to get that agent, then you can get into the traditional publishing. If you go independent, you're completely in control. And so that's why I think it is more costly, but there are also different paths on that path to go to fit into your budget. So you don't have to spend $12,000 on a book. You can spend $2,000 on a book and still get the same quality.
Yeah. I think, you and I have had this conversation that writing a book to get rich is very unrealistic expectations, right? That you're most likely paying money to have a book published versus making money from your published book. Would you say that's true?
Yes, very much. In all these years, I have never, ever recommended somebody quit their day job to become a full-time writer. It's just, even if you were selling lots of copies of your book, the royalties that you're earning, $6 a book maybe, if you're at the top end of that's, you're not going to pay rent or mortgages with that. But what that book does is open doors to new clients or just a different audience that maybe wouldn't have seen you otherwise. And maybe you've got, or maybe you've got a new speaking gig because now you can say you're a published author. So what I love is that the book is not necessarily the revenue stream, but it opens up the revenue streams of other ideas of places that you can go with that.
So if someone has a business, let's say they're a coach, which is what our summit is kind of gears towards, do you think they should be writing a book based on like their process, how they help people, or should it be about their story?
I really think the story resonates more. I know that there's, and this is what I find fascinating about telling stories, is that there's a chemical release in our brains oxytocin, I believe it is, that when we connect, so the more details, the more emotion when you're telling that story, the better I'm connecting with you. And so I feel like there's a way to put that process into your story. You know, there's a reason, there's probably a reason why you're doing what you're doing. And there's that story behind why you're doing it. And you found that that process that you're now teaching or you're coaching worked for you. Or you can tell the stories of how it transformed some of your clients. And just really, you know, showing the before and after in those stories, I think really resonates more, at least with me, and I think with a lot more people than just kind of the classic do A, B, C, and you'll receive D. That didn't come out right. Erase.
Up. Like Willy Wonka. No, reverse that.
Reverse that.
That's so funny. Can you give people a little taste about what they can expect to hear from you at the summit?
Yes. So we're going to be talking about what are we talking? The five reasons why you should have a book. And so those go beyond just the revenue streams, but also of building your business, building your brand, building your identity, which I think is really important. You know, a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, put a thousand words down and you're going to paint your own picture. And so what picture do you want to paint about yourself? And then one thing that we're going to cover also is some self-publishing myths. So one of the big things that I hear all the time is I don't have enough to say. My story isn't worth, or I'm not worthy of a full-on book. So this is why a lot of people do anthologies. And it is a good way to get your feet wet, but be in control of your story. It's yours and you can tell it, and it is worthy. You are worthy of telling your story.
Yeah, I love that. Well, for those of you that have not yet gotten your tickets, you can get them at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com. You can participate for $47 and actually come and be a part of the breakout rooms and which is like an amazing feature and get access to the amazing prizes that we have. Or you can stream it for free on YouTube, but you won't be able to come and be a part of the breakout rooms. So be sure that you get registered at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com and we'll see you guys on January 17th. Thank you so much, Kiki, for coming to hang out with me and tell us more about books and publishing and why it's so important for business owners.
Thank you, Elaine.
See you guys later.